Blog Talk Radio.
Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.com, it's the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
This is Michael Eric Dyson.
This is Rochelle Riley, straight out of Detroit.
This is Dr. Victoria Dooley at Dr. Dooley MD.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, comedian Jay Stevens.
This is Frederick D. Haynes III.
I am Justin Toth, an author and anti-bullying activist.
I am Pam Perry.
Hey, everybody. This is Rochelle V. Mann, CEO of Man Made Productions.
This is Bree Diane, international evangelist.
Hey, this is Candace Pretty Strange Smith.
And what's up? This is Ty Scott King.
Hey, what's cracking, planet Earth? It's your boy, Griff, comedian, author, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, philanthropist, but a Jesus Christ lover. You understand me? And you're listening to Thinking Out Loud Radio with my homeboy, Michael Nimmons. Check him out right here. Go ahead, Mike. Give him that good, good.
I want you to give a warm Thinking Out Loud radio show welcome to Emmy Award-winning WXYZ Channel 7 anchor woman and new friend of the show, Miss Carolyn Clifford.
Well, thank you, Michael, and what a nice introduction. So happy to be here.
You know what I've got to do. I got to check out my man, Michael Nimmons, who is handling his business as he drops that knowledge. I like that because Frederick Douglass, for whom I'm named, says that knowledge unfits us for slavery. Truth sets us free. If you want to be free, you want to be like Mike. Check out
best radio show online.
You're locked in right now. You are listening.
You're tuned into the...
And without thinking about it, guess what? I'm thinking out loud right here on the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
And if you want to stay in the know, you better be listening to Thinking Out Loud radio show.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Check out Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud radio show.
Thinking Out Loud radio show. Don't you dare touch that dial.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show with Michael Nimmons.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. And you're tuned in to the show that's giving voice to issues that matter to you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We have a great show in store for you. We are going to be starting in just a few minutes. We're trying to get things going on our Facebook Live session. I'm going to do a couple things and I will be right back with you.
Detroit Youth Choir, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Miss the Show, featuring medical doctor and media personality, Dr. Victoria Dooley.
You know, I'm a person of faith, and when I get depressed, I pray. That's my solution, and I'm able to come out of it. Why are there some individuals that are not able to come out of that depressed state? Is it because we've underestimated the impact of what it means to be depressed?
Catch it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and now on iHeartRadio.
Well, Pastor Michael, as a physician and as a preacher's daughter, I will say that the African American community relies too much solely on prayer or faith, but I think it's important for churches and pastors to get on board and accept and acknowledge that sometimes we need prayer and...
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
What's up, everybody? We are live on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We are so excited, guys, to be coming to you with the When We All Vote podcast, Couch Party 2.0. We're going to be starting in just a few minutes. Ran into a few technical difficulties, but we're still going to do this thing tonight. Bear with us. You know, these things do happen, and even when you prepare on your best day, you still run into a few snags here and there. But we're still going to forge on regardless. So I'm hoping that we'll get things back on track and stick with us, guys. we're going to the When We All Vote Couch Party 2.0 is live, guys. We are excited about this party. Do us a favor when you join. Please share this on your timeline so we can so others can be a part of what's going on tonight on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We truly appreciate you for coming into our live podcast. We are broadcasting live tonight. We are going to be, we got a few guests that are going to be on the show with us on tonight. We're just going to be having some fun. I hope you're ready to have some fun tonight with us. We really appreciate those of you who are joining. Do us a favor and share this Facebook feed on your timeline. My name is Michael Nimmons, and I'm the host of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. I truly appreciate you taking some time out of your day to spend it with us. That's right, guys. This is the live edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, When We All Vote, Couch Party 2.0. We're very, very excited about do us a favor and share this on your timeline. We're going to be getting started in just a few minutes, guys. Let us know. Let us know who we're who's on who's on with us. We have. Hello. Yeah, I do me a favor and call the 646-787-1615 number that I sent you in the chat. I'm having some problems with Zoom. I don't know what's going on.
That's the number I called. If Verizon won't let me dial it
down. Really?
Yeah, check the number.
646-787-1615. Six four six 787-1615.
Okay, that's not what you gave. You gave me 6456.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so dial in on 646
787-1615.
1615.
As soon as you call in, I'll bring you right in. All
right.
All right. Woo, wow. All right, guys. Switch.
Hello?
Yes, hello, how you doing? This is the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and I'm the host, Michael Nemes. Who am I speaking with?
Reuben Washington.
Reuben Washington, that's right. Where are you from, sir?
Department of Elections.
And we're so happy to have you with us on tonight. You are here representing the Detroit City Clerk, Janice Winfrey. We're so happy to have you on the show. I understand that you've done some work. First of all, let me give you a proper introduction because you and I go back quite a ways. And again, we want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be a part of this podcast. We're experiencing a few technical difficulties starting out, but I appreciate you taking the time out to be a part of the show.
No problem.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Now, you are a director of the training for the Department of Elections. Am I correct?
Yes, Deputy Director of Education and Training.
And what are some of the things that you do for the Department of Elections?
Well, one of the things that we do, we have to go out and recruit poll workers to be able to help the voters process their voting on Election Day.
Right.
And then we have to train the trainers to be able to train them to be able to train the poll workers. So we had to put the materials together, and we have to train the trainers to be able to train the poll workers so they'd be able to execute their skills on Election Day to help the voters process their vote, their ballots.
And that is a very important position, a very key role that you hold there for the Department of Elections, training those poll workers and all those individuals that really help to make things go on election day. Very, very key. You have a staff of how many people that work with you?
Well, in our training division, there's about 20 of us in the training division.
Mm-hmm.
That has to go out and at our training sites, which is WC3 campuses, and we train twice a day, 9 to 12, and then 6 to 9. We set those training hours for those who didn't work, and they could come to the morning session, and those that do work can come to the afternoon session or the evening session to get their training in order to be able to perform their duties on election day.
Okay, wow. And so, again, that is you and your staff play a very critical role in the election process. And again, we're so very happy to have you on the Thinking Out Loud radio show for us on tonight. And certainly, this is an event that is being called the When We Vote Couch Party 2.0. And from what I understand, the clerk Janice Winfrey, the Detroit, the Honorable Janice Winfrey, said to me offline that the Department of Elections has partnered with this national organization in the past. In fact, there was an event you guys did, I believe, in February that she was telling me about, a mock election that took place at Cass Tech High School. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Right. That happened on January 31st. And you have my training specialist online as well, Jolene Williams, who is my training specialist.
Okay.
So we keyed in with Sheila Cockrell and her group. They wanted to do, they partnered with the Detroit Public Schools Community District in holding mock elections in keying in on their students to reasons why they need to vote. They put together a lesson plan in the English classes. And so what we did over at Cass Tech has 2,200 students. And so what we did over at Cass Tech, they had like a rally, and they had different speakers, and everyone came in and spoke why you should, vote. And as a millennial, your vote really counts. And trying to get them into the habit of knowing what it takes to vote, and to also pass that information on to their parents and relatives. And so on January 31st, we did the mock election. Like I said, Cass Tech has 2,200, so one of the largest schools in the district. And on that day, we had 1,592 students. That's over 80% of the students that came and voted during that day, during that mock election, which was excellent. She only had 1,900 students scheduled for that day. So the day had to be rearranged for the students to still go to all their classes, as well as have lunch and then have time to come in and vote. They did have a ballot. They went through the procedures that a voter at the precinct would go through. They had to fill out the application. They had to be checked in saying, yes, they were a student at Cass Tech and a registered voter. And they were presented a ballot. They went to the voting booth. They voted. And then they took their ballot to the tabulator, and their ballots got tabulated. This was in partnership with, like I said, Sheila Cockrell, and it went very, very well. They had scheduled two more mock elections, and naturally with the situation we're in now with the virus, the other
mm-hmm.
two got postponed.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it with the larger school. one of the largest schools in the district, and we did it in a timely fashion from 10 a.m. Until 3 p.m. We were able to do 1,592 students.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. I know you guys are enjoying our interview with Reuben Washington, the Deputy Director of Training for the Department of Elections. So happy to have him on the Thinking Out Loud radio show with us on tonight. He was just sharing with us about an event that took place at Cass Tech High School in January of this year, partnering with the When We All Vote organization. I have Jolene Williams on the line. I'm getting ready to bring her on now. And Jolene Williams is a training specialist, as Ruben indicated, who works with him in the Department of Elections. And Jolene, we were just talking about this event that took place at Cass Tech in January of this past year. And I want you to share with us your thoughts about that event and what your role was in making all of it happen.
All right. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
My main contribution was pretty much helping with the organizing of the event. So we had to think about how many ballots would get printed. We had to think about training the organization staff, the volunteers that were working with the group When We All Vote, make sure they knew how to properly work the poll, which was held at Cass Tech, and make sure that the students knew the proper procedure. And so when they go to vote, they'll know and be familiar with the process. So I trained the staff that worked the election and also helped with preparation for that big election as well. Unfortunately, I was not there. I did have another event at the same time. It was also around voting as well. So the turnout from the Cass Tech event, I heard, was great. The students were excited and they participated almost at 100%, which is very good because most students, you know, aren't getting excited anymore about voting. But this is changing how students are viewing voting, making sure that we bring, you know, some excitement to it and make sure we highlight the importance of voting to get people or students actually more involved in the process younger, like in a younger age, so that they will make sure that they transfer those habits later on in life, in their adult life.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And, you know, we're so very happy to have you two on the show with us on tonight. And again, this is the When We All Vote Couch Party 2.0. We're just on a conference call with former First Lady Michelle Obama, who was just talking about this upcoming election and how important it is. I want you two to both share with us your thoughts on how important you think this election is this coming November. I'll start with you, Ruben.
Well, it's very important, you know, in that, you know, the people exercise their right to vote. You know, it's important to be a part of any democratic process. You know, you need to participate in the democratic process.
Right.
You know, so and in this purpose of voting, you make a collective decision or express an opinion. And so if you don't vote, then you can't complain or have any say into what the outcome may be. So this is your right to exercise, okay? When We All Vote is a good piece. And we do a lot of trying to get out and tell people it's not only your right to vote, but it's the right thing to do. And you still have a lot of people who have a lack of interest or apathy in the reason why they're not voting. They're not interested in the candidates or what have you. But this is a big push. This is a big year. And we really been trying, and the When We All Vote campaign was a big start. As Jolene said, once they started way back in October, when they tried to have this in every high school in the city of Detroit, she went in and spoke to the group that was there, outlining why they should do it and what we will be doing in partnership with that.
Wow, I completely agree with you. The right to vote is definitely one that we should exercise. I believe the motto for the clerk's office is your vote, your voice. And it is so very important that we exercise that right to vote. When you don't vote, you're essentially, you don't, as you said, have the right to complain. When you do not exercise your right to vote, you do not have the right to complain. So, Jolene, what are your thoughts on the importance of this upcoming election?
Well, like you both have been mentioning, that every election is important. This November 2020 election is crucial, but because of what we've been facing, especially this year, this election could pretty much determine how the world will be run from now on. There are a lot of things going on. So, again, crucial, not just because it's a presidential election, but because of all the events that we've been facing lately and how things will go moving forward. So depending on who that president is, that will determine, how we live the rest of our lives, pretty much. So, again, not just this election because it's presidential, but every election is very important. There's definitely a lot of media surrounding this election, this November election. There are lots of ads and everything, especially now on social media. I felt every presidential election is gaining more and more hype because of social media, and people are becoming more and more aware. And I think that it's actually helping people realize that their vote does count. Most people think that it does not, but every vote counts. Like you said, and it's your voice. So this 2020 election is crucial, and we're hoping that everyone exercises their right and that they go out and vote.
I know you guys are enjoying our interview with Deputy Director Reuben Washington of the Department of Elections and Training Specialist Jolene Williams for being with us on the Thinking Out Loud radio show, just sharing with us their thoughts on how important this November election is. And I totally agree, especially given what we're experiencing with this COVID-19 virus and what's going on in Washington, and it just seems like there really needs to be a change in the White House because of how this has been handled and mismanaged, and it just seems like everybody's passing the buck, and it seems to me like we need to there needs to be a change, and voting is the way to make that change. But what do you say to those who say that, that their vote doesn't count, or they're apathetic when it comes to voting, that their vote doesn't matter, or that I'm not significant enough for my vote to matter in this upcoming election? What do you say to individuals like that?
So with presidential elections, it's a little more difficult to get it through them because most people are aware of how the Electoral College works. So that's where I think that their feeling of their vote doesn't count comes in, because it's pretty much a part of a bigger pot. However, with smaller elections or elections that aren't presidential elections, the Electoral College is not involved, then And once you go through the process, they actually see. You can show them, have them, like, we encourage people to work the polls to see how that process goes. If they see that process, they'll understand it more, and then they'll know that their vote does count. They'll see, we'll encourage them to vote, actually, and work the polls, and they'll see, again, when they put their ballot in the tabulator, that ballot counts. So, again, one thing we try to do is encourage them to vote so they'll see that the process, how the process is, and also work the polls so they'll understand the process, and then they'll understand that their vote does count.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you what's your take on that on that, Ruben? Do you what do you say to individuals who complain about, or I wouldn't say complain, but say that, you know, that they're not going to vote because they don't feel like their vote is going to count, or there's just too much politics involved in voting. You know, the Republicans are starting to make this a partisan issue, and now, you know, they're trying to put all kind of barriers up to keep people from voting. And so some people are just saying, you know, well, forget it, I'm just not going to vote. What do you say to someone like that?
I say once they, well, they got to participate. And once they actually see, as Jolene said, maybe you don't want to vote, you need to be a registered voter. And if you work the polls, you will actually see the confidentiality that is there, and how we actually secure the ballots and make sure they're counted properly. And you won't get the fake news that, you know, that your vote doesn't count or not going to get tabulated, or, you know, I'm not really a productive citizen. You know,
right.
If you feel that you're not a productive citizen, you know, it's a civic right. Rather than, you know, they might say, I don't care about no civic duty, but it's your right. People die to have others, you know, now in our generation to be able to vote, to exercise their right to vote, you know. And, you know, a lot of people don't go back into the history. They just talk about the here and the now. And the here and the now, as we try to explain, yes, your vote is your voice, and it's the right thing to do, you know. And in this democratic process, you're helping make a collective decision and expressing your opinion, because everybody got an opinion about something every day, no matter what the subject is. And a lot of times,
right,
the opinion may be negative. Okay, so a positive piece out of this, if you actually go through training and become a poll worker and work the polls, you will actually see the process. You'll see the outcome of the training. You won't see all the behind-the-scenes things that happen, what Jolene has to go through to prepare the materials and everything for training, but you'll be able to learn the process and be able to help voters on election day to process their ballots.
Right, right. And, you know, I do agree. You have to, voters sometimes have to see the process. They have to, you know, like you said, work the polls. They have to see how things are actually going in order to have a better informed opinion of the process, instead of, you know, where you see some people just, you know, are just chronic complainers, and all they want to do is complain about the process, but they don't want to ever get involved or get engaged and become active in the process. So, you know, to those individuals, we say that you need to get involved. You need to, you know, to see the process up close and personal and understand that a great deal of effort and work is put into making sure that your votes do count and that your votes do matter. And so I'm very happy again to have you both on the show with us on tonight, and talking about the importance of voting and registering to vote. It's so very, very important. I know we're not on tonight encouraging you to vote either way, Republican or Democrat,
But I think
that's right. We're nonpartisan. That's right.
We're nonpartisan. Right. We're nonpartisan. We're not trying to sway you one way or the other. But what we will say on the call is that it's so very important that you exercise your right to vote. You have no excuse if you do not go out and vote. And you find individuals who, like I said, you know, want to complain about the process, but they don't want to do anything to help make the process better. So again, we say to those individuals, you need to get involved. You need to be a part of what's going on, and that way, I think the more through your participation, not only will you be able to see what's going on behind the scenes, but then you also contribute to the process of making it better for citizens, you know, everywhere. So that's my two cents about that. But again, what I will say is if you feel like there needs to be a change in Washington, and many of us do believe that, then the way to make that change is to go to the polls and vote. There's no excuse. Everybody has that right, and it's only your fault if you don't exercise that right to vote. Wouldn't you all agree?
That is correct.
Absolutely. Before I let you guys go, how are you guys doing with this, you know, in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis? How are you guys holding up?
We're holding up very well. We're busy. We're remotely preparing for the August 4th election.
Right.
So, as I said, Jolene is preparing, gathering and preparing the materials that we'll be using in training to begin training those poll workers that will be working Election Day for the August election.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, we're concentrating on the August and the November election of this year, even though we know every election is important, as Jolene said, but we're concentrating on the two that we have this year, and naturally she'll be preparing more materials and getting ready for 2021 election after we complete the 2020 August and November election.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, it just seems like there is quite a bit going on between now and 2021, you know, with two elections coming up, and then I believe it's two next year, right?
Yes.
Right. So
yes.
A lot going on. You guys are going to be very busy, obviously, but I think we got the right people in place to do what's needed. And again, we thank
Hello?
Maybe disconnected.
What happened? Hello, can you hear? That sounds like a technical problem there. Hello?
Jojo, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?